Good morning. A cool front continues to slide from north to south through interior New York and New England this morning, still very warm and muggy across a large part of the region. The front focused severe weather across the northern tier of New York and most of northern New England yesterday with strong winds and hail. The front sliding through the I-90 corridor overnight and early this morning will prevent most of this region from getting severe weather as we're unable to maximize the heating of the day. But as the front edges to the south during the afternoon and the sun gets stronger higher in the sky, showers and thunderstorms will again evolve, mainly from the southern tier of New York and the Catskills, eastbound through the mid and lower Hudson Valley and across into southern parts of New England. In these locations, showers and thunderstorms could grow to strong to severe limits this afternoon with gusty winds and hail, along with frequent lightning and heavy rainfall. Afternoon highs today will range from the 80s across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains to right around 90 along the I-90 corridor to the lower to mid-90s across the Catskills and over into southern New England. Behind the front, skies will tend to clear out from north to south overnight tonight, still sticky in southern parts of the area with much more refreshing air building into the north. Overnight lows will range from the 40s in the Adirondacks and 50s across the northern tier in the valleys to the lower to mid-60s from I-90 and points south. A much more refreshing day in store for everyone tomorrow with high pressure building in, still warm but with low humidity under a mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-80s, even 70s to around 80 on Friday, partly sunny. There's the chance of a shower well to the south toward New York City. On Saturday and Sunday, we'll look for plenty of sunshine mixed with a few clouds and comfortably warm temperatures with highs in the lower to middle 80s. The next chance of showers and thunderstorms early next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from southern New England, New Jersey, and northern Delaware westward to Ohio. The slow southward movement of that cool front and weak low-level winds are expected to limit convergence along this boundary today. Nonetheless, thunderstorms are expected to develop as surface heating weakens limited capping with a rather moist and moderately unstable environment. Stronger mid to upper level winds are expected to remain north of the front today. However, 30 knots of shear in the vicinity of the front and deep layer westerly flow suggest both multi-cells and a few supercells will be possible with some bowing segments. Given the weaker lower level winds, a tornado threat is not expected, with the primary threats being damaging winds and hail. The last report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was from Great Falls, Montana at 6:53 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at San Luis Potosi, Mexico at 8:01 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 52 degrees, with a northwest wind at 43 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 55 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy with fog, 72 degrees, the dew point 71, 97% relative humidity, no wind, and the barometer at 29.77 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 109 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 34 at Lakeview, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, showers and thunderstorms in the mid-90s, chance of a shower or thunderstorm in Boston in the mid-90s, and in Buffalo, increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 98 degrees, the low 70, the average temperature 84, that's 12 degrees above normal. 0.14 of an inch of precipitation yesterday for the month, now 2.21 inches, which is 0.04 below normal. And 18.16 for the year, which is 2.66 inches below normal. There were 19 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 191 and 402 for the season. The average high temperature at Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low, 62. The record high, 100, set in 1953, and the record low, 46 in 1939. Sunrise this morning was at 5:33 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:29 p.m., 14 hours and 56 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and more comfortable today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Clearing skies tonight, refreshingly cooler with lows in the 50s and even some high 40s in the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy sun today, hot and humid with showers and thunderstorms likely, some strong to severe, highs in the lower to mid-90s. Mostly cloudy and muggy tonight with showers and storms ending, areas of fog with lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of hazy sun and clouds today with the chance of a thunderstorm, highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy skies tonight and more comfortable with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, hazy sun today, hot and humid with showers and thunderstorms likely, some strong to severe. Highs in the lower 90s. Mostly cloudy and muggy tonight with showers and thunderstorms ending, then areas of fog with lows in the mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, a mix of hazy sun and clouds today with the chance of a thunderstorm with highs in the upper 80s. Partly cloudy skies tonight and more comfortable with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, warm but with low humidity, lower 80s. Upper 70s on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds, chance of a shower closer to New York City. Saturday, mostly sunny, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-80s on Sunday. More humidity leading to scattered showers and thunderstorms Monday and Tuesday of next week with highs in the mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.